I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ministry is on Capitol Hill today fighting for the future of children in India. Compassion International supports local gospel-believing church partners in India by providing holistic child development programs. But recently, the Indian government blocked Compassion's outside funding of these operations. And if that's not resumed soon, the programs are going to close. Compassion's Tim Glenn says this might all be due to a misunderstanding of what Compassion actually does.
We're not there to change culture. We're there to lift children up from poverty. And we're there to feed them and to provide them opportunity for education and to teach them life skills so that they become employable as adults.
So we're asking you to pray today as their general counsel meets with the U.S. Foreign Relations Committee. Learn more at missionnews.org. And there are over 200 African ethnic groups in the Democratic Republic of Congo. With such a diverse population, the Congolese deal with issues of tribalism and infighting. Local pastors and Christian leaders see it not just as a national issue, but a spiritual one. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Ron Wismer recently met with over 400 Christian leaders in the DRC to discuss tribal reconciliation through the gospel. MAF will then be flying these Christian leaders to remote Congolese tribes to talk about peace initiatives and Jesus Christ. So would you be praying?
We feel that the national church group there is the one to really reach out. All we want to do is come alongside, pray for them, support them, give them some flying if they need it. But as far as the actual Reconciliation Act, it's got to be with the local people because they understand it so much better than we do.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.